This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out. Join me by joining them. SecondCallDefense.org. For those of you who tuned in thinking you were going to get to hear from South Carolina State Senator Lee Bright, unfortunately, like all things that the senator does, and the senator is a good guy, he is the most disorganized man on the face of the planet that still breathes involuntarily. At 1 minute till the hour, he texts me to tell me he's tied up. We made plans for him to be on the show last Thursday. He's known these plans have existed since last Thursday. He waited till, you know, drop dead because Ben moves on these guys quick. He's ruthless. He doesn't give them a whole lot of chances to wait. And he backs out. And he's got an election going on. And he's probably sitting around right now trying to figure out how to get reelected when he didn't really do a whole lot of nothing, which is the entirety of my South Carolina Senate in the state in which I live. So, for those of you that listened or tuned in or picked it up on the web or whatever you're doing, expecting to hear from him, I'm sorry. And for those of you who may have tuned in wanting to hear from him, I will never ask him to the show again. Ever. Ever. When we're plotting the way we're going to do these things, things need to happen in a manner to which we can execute the show in a timely manner. And when they don't, well, guess what? I fixate upon those things that keep that from happening. Most of the time it's the internet or it's a power supply or it's something, you know, it's something like that. But when it's a guest, and I'm trying to get their point of view out there, and it's probably because I believe, I believe in that point of view. But at the same time, hey, no, not happening. Now, as we move on, shall we? Hillary Clinton, she is a protectee under the Secret Service Act, and this is where things become gray because she's also committed espionage. And if she is convicted of espionage, she might have to serve her time in her Gilded Cage mansion in Chappaqua if convicted of a felony and sentenced to prison. Under the Secret Service Act, because she was married to Bill Clinton, she receives lifetime Secret Service protection as the spouse of a president. There is no provision in the act to terminate protection even upon a felony conviction. As long as they live, they get protection. The Bureau of Prisons would therefore have to decide how to incarcerate someone with a Secret Service detail. If she were sent to a regular prison, like a low-security club fed, it would be difficult for the Bureau of Prisons to accommodate the Secret Service with their weapons and communications, because they will not give them up. Most likely, the BOP would decide to create a special home confinement arrangement for her, similar to that allowed in some cases for pre-release inmates. The BOP regulations provide that inmates may serve up to 6 months of home confinement, which includes surveillance of other monitoring methods. Given the conflict between the Secret Service Act and criminal law, the BOP may elect to create, in effect, a special private confinement facility at her luxury home with an inmate population of one. So I guess she wouldn't have to worry about who was king of the yard. And she probably wouldn't have to worry about turning her primary means of commerce into how many cartons of cigarettes you can get for this and for that. But yet there's another problem with the Bureau of Prisons. The criminal code has specific language that prohibits giving special treatment to the rich and famous. Code says, in designating the place of imprisonment or making transfers under this subsection, there shall be no favoritism given to prisoners of high social or economic status. Where does somebody with a Secret Service detail fall in there? Are they considered to be high social, or are they, you know, they have, no doubt she has big economic status. The Bureau of Prisons might elect to ignore that provision in order to accommodate the Secret Service. This all presumes that the Justice Department pursues a successful prosecution, and also that Obama will not pardon Hillary. I've also wondered how that thing about pardoning her would work. Because if she were convicted of a crime and then she gets pardoned, can she be president? I would, you know, just being me, When I think about this stuff, I bet she would do it. I bet she would try to do it. I bet if she were convicted and then somehow pardoned, that she would be like, well, that was all for political show to begin with anyway, and thankfully President Obama had my back in this unjust right-wing conspiracy. Therefore, call me Madam President. I don't know what she would do, but it would be interesting to find out. But it is a conundrum, isn't it? Because we've never had to consider this before, have we? We've never had to sit back and say, and, you know, I don't care what anybody says about how smart she is or anything else. Hillary Clinton hasn't done anything. She didn't do anything to become a senator. She didn't do anything to become Secretary of State. She was supposed to be the presumptive nominee in 2008, and Obama came out of nowhere and destroyed her. Obama, if you remember his timeline, in 2004, he gave a speech at the Democratic convention, and everybody touted him as a rising star. That's right. In the chat room, we are saying that Hillary could still play for the Raiders. They seem to like people that are, they're good at second chances at the Raiders. So, But she never did anything. Becoming the presumptive nominee in 2008, you know, Obama, he'd only been around nationally for 4 years. Boom, he's in there. She'd been around for quite a while. She had been around for quite a while. So all of a sudden, Obama comes out of nowhere. He becomes president. For some reason, I mean, if I had been Obama, and, you know, if I were a Kenyan Muslim who had vanquished a white woman, I don't think I would have made her, especially given the way he's gotten all divisive as far as race and everything, I don't think I would have made her the Secretary of State. I mean, looking at her Secretary of State run, she has a, you know, she has sort of botched it. I mean, Libya was hers. Syria was hers, right? Arab Spring was hers. Benghazi was hers. Wow, she just nothing but fumbles. We'll be right back.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Thank you.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, oversalted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
From the Frog Lou Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out. Join them. Or join me by joining them. And then come see us all at the NRA meetup next week in Louisville, Kentucky. There we will have bail money. Have you heard about how the Central Command, their intelligence office, cooked the books to downplay the growth and threat represented by the Islamic State? Have you seen that? If you have, then the latest on this little ditty takes on a surreal quality now. Carolyn Stewart is an Army officer who helped identify ISIS targets, was fired for cursing twice in the course of a year. I take that to mean that she was cussing, which is sort of a military thing. She was one of the intelligence officers who helped expose CENTCOM's effort to alter intelligence reports to match public statements on ISIS coming from the White House. At the center of the controversy is the top civilian in CENTCOM intelligence, whom the Army Inspector General is looking at, is one of the primary culprits in the scandal. Of course they are, because it was a civilian, had to be a civilian, to get in there and corrupt the military. Of course, you have to, We take an oath to obey the laws of the civilian commanders above us. Sometimes I think that may be a big Polly. Do you think that's sort of a mistake sometimes? I think sometimes it's a mistake. Coming from the Daily Beast, because I love them so. The woman at the center of the case makes a now familiar allegation that the same military officials who cherry-picked information about the ISIS war and downplayed the terror group's rising threat also selectively picked information about her. Pentagon Inspector General now is investigating whether CENTCOM officials, including Rickman, whoever that is, watered down assessments on the rising jihadist threat to comport with the White House. The woman at the center of the controversy in this case, Carolyn Stewart, is a small person with a big voice. The Army veteran seemingly is demure at first glance with shoulder-length light brown hair. What does that got to do with it? But as soon as she speaks, it is clear she is not afraid to say exactly what she thinks. She repeatedly prodded her lawyer throughout the day-long hearing about which questions to ask, which evidence to present, and which details to point out in her favor. The hearing was a window into how allegations of toxic work environments, faulty reports, and bad leadership consumed the office tasked with leading CENTCOM's intelligence gathering. At issue during the hours-long hearing was whether Stewart cursed at CENTCOM, and if she did curse, whether that created a hostile work environment. What army is she in? Is that the Salvation Army? One witness explained to the judge, in support of the decision to reassign her, "I went to other action officers to avoid Ms. Stewart." The hearing, held through a teleconference connecting DIA lawyers in Washington with a judge in Atlanta and the complainant in Tampa, had all the markings of a proper trial. Someone wore a robe, and lawyers yelled out objections, but one, it looked like an episode of The Office. Those charged with helping target ISIS terrorists were instead obsessed with things like who yelled at whom, who gave up whom, who turned whom in. The government claims she said it to another woman. Another witness said something else, said those words to Stewart. We're referring to the B word, a common, slang term for a woman that may be considered unpleasant. They're using that one. I can't use that, can I, Ben? B word? I don't think so either. I'm not going to. Nobody knows it, but Ben sits on the other side with a big sword, ready to cut me down if I go over the edge. It's worth noting that these debates were occupying a command post task while leading the war on ISIS. So we have all of this yang going on in an office that's supposed to be doing a very, it needs to be, intelligence is about time. Intelligence is about time. When you see a bunch of military contractors that are hanging from a post, Most of the time they had bad intel when they left their little compound. And, I mean, intel that is an hour old can make the difference between life and death. These guys were at, you know, Central Command. They're supposed to be making assessments based upon information they glean. And they're in there having a little fest going on. And this is a command problem. Whoever was in charge of this unit should, let's just take his rank. The commanding general and his top aides are directly responsible for creating a work environment conducive to the gathering of intelligence and writing good analyses. That they failed in this task, and if not encouraged, then ignored the enormous pressure being put on whistleblowers, is very disturbing. So the inspector general is still in the process of investigating, and no final report is expected until the summer. Meanwhile, the targeting office where Stewart supposedly contributed to a hostile work environment continues its work, apparently free of the pain of listening to profanity. I don't know what army they're in. We didn't use, you know, I don't even know how to put this, you know. This is the Army 21st Century Army. I'm glad I wasn't in it. I'm glad I was in post-Reagan when we were strong and we were bad boys and we were staring down the Soviets and the Soviets blinked. I'm glad I was a part of that army. Because this army right here, I don't know what army this is. I knew things were going bad as soon as all of the army thought it was really cool for special operations to have these little hats they called berets. And the entire army had to have a beret. Why did they have to have a beret? The Rangers used to be the black berets. What color berets do they wear now, Big Polly? They don't wear black ones anymore, do they? Rangers wore the black berets, but now lots of units in the Army wear black berets. And, you know, that used to be a badge. The Army used to be full of exceptional individuals. Now, they've got an office that's supposed to be doing a breakdown on all of this stuff and, you know, doing some timely intel gleaning, and they're having an argument. And somebody said bad words, and it's created a hostile work environment. You're in the Army! A hostile work environment. Even under the best of times, especially in basic training, that was one 8-week-long hostile work environment. I wouldn't trade it for nothing. I got to move on. We'll be right back.
Square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out, Second Call Defense. Come meet us. Come meet us in Louisville. Even before, and I'm bringing this up simply because I get tired of the hypocrisy that I hear all the time. You know, certain cases in the Supreme Court, like Heller, that for some reason everybody seems to think the Second Amendment right just began with that, with the Heller decision. Let's play that stupid game and let's say, yeah, it began with that. And let's say the McDonald decision just, you know, compounded that. Despite that fact, despite this being settled law, like abortion, we still get pushback, and we get pushback along the lines of states' rights. Now, our federal government has decided that it is perfectly normal to be a man and then wake up and want to be a woman, or vice versa. They call this transgender. And nowhere in the process does it make a determination where you actually... my thing would be this. When do you officially become that which you wish to trans to? What if you never officially do that? What if you keep the plumbing that you've got, and at the same time, you wish to, but you want to be treated as that woman or that man, if you will. Now, North Carolina is getting slapped around right now because of a bathroom bill. And this is something they did within their state. You know, something they did within their state. And this is over its bathroom law, which requires people to use public restrooms that correspond to their biological gender. Now, right now, many people like Trump argue that law was no good simply for economic reasons. The problem with what happened in North Carolina is the economic punishment that they're taking. He noted that after companies like PayPal canceled plans to expand business operations in the state, costing North Carolina hundreds of jobs. Actually, that hundreds was 200. Politicians and musicians also protested, refusing to travel there. But rather than place the blame on North Carolina for being impermissibly discriminatory, as AG Loretta Lynch said on Monday, why aren't more being critical of the companies who do business in countries where homosexuality is illegal? I mean, it's okay, so you don't like what they're doing. You don't like what North Carolina's doing. And who has, let's see, Pearl Jam canceled a concert. Oh, no. Who else? I'm sure Lady Gaga has, and, you know. North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory pointed out the hypocrisy in a recent interview with Fox News. PayPal, Elon Musk's company that he started, which is closely allied, of course, with, it started out as a way to pay for eBay. And now it's branched out, and now it's almost the next wave. He said, I need to say PayPal, for example, is kind of the selective hypocrisy and selective outrage. This is the same PayPal company that did business in Sudan, did business in Iran, did business in Saudi Arabia, and they're lecturing North Carolina because the majority of North Carolinians, I believe, think a man who's a man ought to use the restroom that is on the door. And the same thing applies to women. And this is especially true in our schools, in our junior highs, in our high schools. This is a basic change of norms that we've used for decades throughout the United States of America, and the Obama administration is now trying to change that norm. Again, not just in North Carolina, but they're ordering this to every company in the United States of America, and also making this an order for every university in the United States of America. Now, Washington Post has a graph which shows that homosexuality isn't just illegal in the aforementioned countries where PayPal operates. It is punishable by death. Normally, somewhat imaginative deaths. You know, they take them, like they march them to the top of a building and throw them off of a building. You know? Think of the psychological torture that is, as you're being walked up the steps of a building only to know that it is only 6 stories or 5 stories or 10 stories high. And when you get there, they're going to throw you off the top of it because you're homosexual. That's your crime. You're homosexual. But these left-leaning companies apparently turn a blind eye to that when they're looking at that. And they shouldn't. They should not be, you know, consistency is, this is all, anybody's looking for consistency. Anybody should be looking for consistency. Now, we don't find it very often. I don't understand why we don't find it. I know why we don't find it. We don't find it because we don't demand it. We don't demand it. We have gotten so much into this cult of personality thing that we don't demand consistency. And one of the things that appeals to me most about being a Second Amendment advocate is the 100% consistent position that I can take every day of my life. I take comfort in that, in knowing that I can be consistent 100% of the time, that I am not a hypocrite when it comes to that. I don't know if I'm a hypocrite when it comes to other things or not, but I am, and I see the difference in these things that are hypocritical versus the consistency that's out there. America deserves consistency. Getting out there, and you know, if they're advocating this policy like North Carolina is being slammed around for, if this is being implemented in high schools, my question would be this, and this is my question anytime. when somebody's out there saying, well, it's this way. Okay, what is the incidence in high school of a completed transgender? What do you call it? Of a gender reassignment. I mean, getting out there and identifying as something is not the same thing as being something now, is it? Now, Chaz Bona, he went out there and I think he did the whole gender reassignment thing. And I'm not sitting back and saying, hey, old Chaz is to be commended. I'm saying that that's a lot of work. He's obviously, he or she, you know, I can't even remember her name now. Chastity Bono. Chastity, she was pretty serious about doing this. She wanted to be a guy badly. Badly she wanted to be a guy. So she, you know, she's done the work. I don't know what all that entails. I really don't want to know, to be honest with you. I don't know how that gender reassignment thing works. It sounds like something that you would find in the, you know, Mary Shelley would work. Right, you know, another Frankenstein novel, if you will. But I don't know. I'm just thinking scientifically. If, you know, if they're going to do this, shouldn't they at least have to scientifically go the whole route? Even though they've still got that chromosome, they can't remove that. It's, you know. It just makes me, you know, wonder. I'm just sitting here wondering. But in the meantime, you know, all of these companies, we'll stop doing business with PayPal. I support this. You can't just throw people off of a building because they're gay and you're a Muslim. You can't do that. PayPal. You can't do that, Pearl Jam. We'll be right back.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu. I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Little Rock, Arkansas, Saturday, May 14th, 1 p.m. Go to www.cdocinarkansas.com. That's cdocinarkansas.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin?
Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, time for a rant. But first, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Come meet us in Louisville next week. I'm going to tell you this because I'm conscious of this fact. Donald Trump was created by the Republican Party. Not in that he is just the latest manifestation. He's what filled a void. The Republican Party had no leadership. None. Lots of guys in leadership positions. Nobody actually leading. Now, of course, since he has emerged, now all of a sudden a lot of people want to come out and make a bunch of conditions. And there's a problem with that. 48 hours after he wrapped up the Republican nomination in the Indiana primary, House Speaker Paul Ryan announced that he could not yet support Trump. In Millennial Teen Talk, Ryan told CNN's Jake Tapper, "I'm just not ready to do that at this point. I'm not there right now." I'm sorry, Meat. What did you say? You're not ready to do it now. I think you may be missing a point. He continued on to say that the bulk of the burden of unifying the party falls on Trump. He must unify all wings of the Republican Party and the conservative movement. He must run a campaign that we can be proud of to support and proud to be a part of. Then maybe our Hamlet of the House can be persuaded to support the elected nominee of his own party. Well, I think you may be missing. Come on, let's not do that. Not really. Okay, let me go get this. Elizabeth in Cleveland, are you looking for Dr. Joy?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I think what you're listening to right now is a replay of Dr. Joy earlier. And you actually caught me. Now, I could give you some advice, but I'm not sure that I'm qualified.
Well, this is pretty complex, so I understand. So I was sitting here munching on some burritos and decided I would turn on the radio and caught her program. It was the number, and that's what I called.
Yes, if it's something having to do with armed self-defense or something, I am your guy. But if it's anything, you know, if it's anything having to do with that psychological psyche, because I just exist by being a I'm a sociopath, so that's how I do it. Yeah.
Well, I do believe in armed self-defense, that's for sure.
Well, good. Well, maybe you ought to sit back and listen to me. In addition to Dr. Joy, we'll take care of all of your problems.
Got it.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, great. Have a great night. Thanks.
You too. How'd I do? You think I messed that one up? Are you having a hard time? Do you have big feelings? Yeah. Anyway, back to ranting about Paul Ryan. So Ryan is saying that the party needs to be unified. Now, let me point something out to Mr. Ryan, who is only the Speaker of the House because the Speaker of the House wimped out and would not lead. Okay? And he's as guilty as anybody else of this stuff. Trump was created and came into being because of things he failed to do, because of things Boehner failed to do, because of things that McConnell failed to do, because of things that Bush failed to do. What have we gotten from the Republican Party? The Republican Party has never been 100% unified. The conservatives have always felt like they were the redheaded stepchildren of the Republicans. So now they're saying that all wings of the Republican Party have to be unified by Trump. The problem is that the Republican Party is more than the people in politics. Now, Ryan is a congressman from Wisconsin. He has never won a statewide election. As number two on Mitt Romney's ticket, he got his clock cleaned by Joe Biden. He was the compromised choice of speaker only after John Boehner went on his Brer Rabbit zippity-doo-dah-day way. Who died and made him the boss? He's the Speaker of the House that has 435 members, and he speaks to 434 of them. Who made him the keeper of the keys of the true republicanism? Ryan said, Trump inherits something that's very special to a lot of us, the party of Lincoln and Reagan and Jack Kemp. Trump didn't inherit anything. He won it. Like it or not. Like it or not, Ryan, he won the nomination in an epic battle. He generated the largest turnout and the greatest vote totals in the history of Republican primaries. What are you up to, Mr. Speaker? What he's doing right now is pandering to the Trump-hating Beltway media and claiming the leadership of a Republican establishment routed and repudiated in the primaries, not only by that half of the party that voted for Trump, but also, you know, there was a good portion of them that voted for Cruz. They're tired of him and everything that he represents. And the hubris here is astonishing. You've got a Republican establishment that has been beaten so badly. I mean, they're so bruised and bloody, it's pathetic. And now they want to set terms. They want to set terms. Okay, this is the way it's going to be if you want us to participate. What makes this more astonishing is that he's the designated chairman of the Republican National Convention, a majority of whose delegates and whose nomination Trump is about to win. So him coming out and saying he's ambivalent over whether he will accept the verdict of the Cleveland Convention, of which he is the chairman, if he holds to his refusal to accept the decision of the Republican majority in the primaries, he should be removed. We didn't have, I know that each state has their own primary states' rights after all, right? And I know what the rules are and everything, although it's impossible to know what all the rules are because they're so different from state to state. But having said that, Ryan doesn't get to disenfranchise anybody. If he does not, he's supposed to have a meeting. Rance Priebus has set up a meeting between Ryan and Donald Trump for day after tomorrow. And if he doesn't come out of the Thursday meeting with the Donald and endorse him, the presumptive nominee should look at Paul Ryan and do what he does best and tell him he's fired. He cannot allow them any way back in. He has vanquished them already. He can't allow this discredited establishment to dictate the issues he may run on. He set the stage. He's the one that set the conversation. This would be a betrayal of the troops that brought him victory after victory in the primaries. So, if you follow politics enough, this is, you know, there's rarely anything new ever under the sun in policy. But there's a precedent for the shakedown Ryan and his Beltway collaborators are trying to do to Trump. Paul Ryan is trying to be the Nelson Rockefeller of his generation. In 1960, he refused to challenge Vice President Nixon in the primaries. When he went to Rockefeller's New York apartment to persuade him to join the ticket, he refused. But he demanded concessions in the platform, to which Nixon acceded. They called this the Pact Fifth Avenue. Only the appearance of Goldwater at the podium to tell conservatives to grow up, we can take this party back, halted a suicidal drive to take the nomination away from Nixon. After Goldwater won the nomination in the 1964 California primary by defeating Rockefeller, Rockefeller went to San Francisco to demand that a plank equating the John Birch Society with the Communist Party and the KKK be written into Goldwater's platform. Nobody liked what he had to say. He got rejected. He went home and didn't refuse any. He refused to endorse any nominee, and the nominee went down to a crushing defeat to, you know, LBJ. So, Paul Ryan, in declaring that he cannot now support Trump and imposing conditions to earn his support, has crawled out on a long limb, and Trump may saw that off under him. Sorry, Private Ryan, you are becoming unsavable. We'll be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms. Welcome to the Brotherhood. In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.